for an economy that has been suffering from decades of economic difficulties, political difficulties as well, remittances have become like the mainstay of the economy. It's a lifeline providing funding for food, funding for health, for school, for business investments. And with the earthquake, you would have two kinds of impacts. One is immediately migrants out there will want to send more money to their family because they are out there. In fact, they were sent for that very purpose, like an insurance. You go away to a place where there is prosperity, there is a job, you send money home. Now that we are in need because of the earthquake, remittances would be the first form of help to rush in. On the other side, we also know that these able-bodied people, 2 million of them, are out there, but they are not with the family. So that's that sort of sense of difficulty that they wouldn't be there to contribute to the restoration, recovery, reconstruction efforts right away. In the medium term, I think people will be able to come back to an extent.
Is the money from remittances actually getting through, though? Because, of course, there's been great difficulty in delivering aid.
With the loss of electricity, loss of physical infrastructure, loss of safety, remittance services and banking services are impacted right away in times like that of a natural disaster. And we often think about providing food, providing shelter. We don't think about the importance of people being able to get their own cash from the banking system. And in this particular case, all these people from outside who are trying to send money home, but there may not be a way to get the money out to the near and dear ones right away. So I think that the international rescue efforts and national rescue efforts ought to think about restoring remittance services as part of the rescue package. It's not something that you wish it was there, but we can live with. No, we need it right now.
Now, you mentioned, of course, that many of the people providing remittances are obviously outside the country and not there able to help. Which do you think is more important right now? Should they be coming home to help with the rebuilding or staying away and providing the money?
Well, you know, it's very difficult to put a price on the near and dear one, the son, the daughter, being there when one is really physically suffering. And of course, psychologically, you know, it's a huge difficulty as well for a lot of people. That is priceless. I think in the end, irrespective of, instead of asking it that way, what can we do now that these people can help their families better? And my sense is that they will immediately send a lot of money home. In the medium term, they will help the family get back on its feet by reconstructing the house, giving them the maybe clothing and the shelter, and then hopefully restoring even the community school, which is extremely important so that the earthquake doesn't leave long-term damage on the next generation.
Do you think that the disaster will encourage more people to go abroad?
In the near term, I don't think so. In the, let's say, next month or so, on the net, I would see more people returning than leaving. But if the earthquake leaves a permanent damage on the economy, which it will, you know, Nepal was already a very underdeveloped economy. I have a feeling this is going to leave a permanent impact for next few years. It's not just next few months. And that would mean that Nepal has been set back in terms of economic growth. And that means more migration in the future.